You are listening to Let's Get Metaphysical. This podcast explores the spiritual and metaphysical world through the experiences and opinions of the host and those interviewed. It should not necessarily be seen as direct endorsement or personal advice to our listeners. We encourage you to use your own discernment, judgment, and intuition regarding anything you learn from this show.
Let's get metaphysical.
Welcome to Let's Get Metaphysical, the podcast that explores the intersections of science and spirituality. I'm your host, Renata Maniaci, and I'm here to help you wake up to your true spiritual nature. You are an eternal light being, having a temporary human experience here on lovely planet Earth. And don't you forget it. This is Season 5, The Great Awakening. In this season, we are focusing on what I and many people are calling the Great Awakening currently happening right now on the planet. As I have stated previously, this might be a really long season since I anticipate this Great Awakening continuing for quite some time. So far this season, I have created episodes based on information I think important to share. And I also want to have guests on this season to offer their views about what's going on and also offer their tools during these transformative times. And today we are going to have such a guest, Duncan Kirkwood, on to talk about rerouting and resilience. Duncan is an author, speaker, veteran, and advocate for educational equity, who was awarded the National Policy Innovators in Education Game Changers Award for his work in that field. In the military, Duncan, or First Lieutenant Kirkwood, as he is known, served as a master resilience trainer tasked with helping to train soldiers to become more resilient to combat veteran depression and veteran suicide. Serving as a resilience trainer was the catalyst for Duncan to publish Rerouting, Resilience Tools and Tactics, which he seeks to take military resilience training and deep philosophical concepts and make them something the average person can use to become more resilient. Born and raised in the inner city of Buffalo, New York, Duncan's life story is one of resilience and perseverance. And he is committed to using it to inspire others to overcome even the most devastating setbacks. And one of my goals this season is not only to channel information about the Great Awakening, but as I said, to provide information about tools we can all use in the awakening process. And I thought it would be lovely to have Duncan on the show to talk a bit about rerouting and resilience in these transformative times. So, are you ready? Let's get meta. Hey there, Duncan. Thank you so much for joining me today. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm feeling good. Thank you so much for having me, Ren.
It's such a pleasure. Excellent. Well, Duncan, I start my interviews the same with every guest. I want to ask you if you would please share with us a metaphysical or spiritual experience that you've had.
So I thought about that. I was really trying to figure out the best moment to pick because, you know, you have so many kind of hills and valleys in life. But I think that one of the most powerful spiritual moments or metaphysical moments I've had was when I was reading P.D. Ouspensky's In Search of the Miraculous. And while I was reading it, it was talking about like the how levels of everything repeats, like octaves, as they, you know, as they rise and scale. And so as I was reading, I'm thinking and I'm like, wait a minute. You know, we've got all these cells in our body and, you know, billions of cells, and the cells are, each cell is made of billions of atoms, and, you know, it's, and it takes a billion, 5 billion of us, 6 billion of us to make the planet. And I'm just kind of scaling up, and it's like this kind of repeated concept. And it really helped me to get to a point where I said, wait a minute, all we are as humans existing is the cells to the planet Earth existing in this larger universe, right? Like we're just the what our cells are to us, we are to this planet. And really what the universe is just a bigger version of what an atom or a proton and neutrons are. And it's like this kind of realization, it really was like, does it matter what somebody says about you on Facebook? Like, does it matter that your car broke down last week? Like all of a sudden it just helped put it into such perspective for me that I was like, I just all of a sudden everything that I was like stressing about just instantly faded. Like it was like a moment like that. Like it just doesn't even matter. Like in the grand scheme of existence, not even a little bit. And that for me was like a really powerful kind of spiritual moment. And it really turned for me once I accepted that and not didn't feel small or like I wasn't valuable, because in the scope of the galaxies and how many galaxies, billions of galaxies and universe, and I'm like tiny. But to the atom, I'm the universe. I'm the deity. I'm the special thing, you know? And so it just put it into a perspective that I had never really heard or explored in my entire life. And for me, it was a turning point.
I love that. I really do. Thank you for sharing that, because this is I do a similar thing sometimes and I call it zooming out. And it's just, and I do it when I'm stressed, and it has the same effect that you were just talking about. It's just like putting everything into perspective and like dropping all of the little stuff, because you see that, you know, on the one level, you see how insignificant you are. And on the greater level, you see how powerful and how significant you are. And I just love that. That is an incredibly good spiritual experience. I think it's perfect to share on the show right now, especially given everything that is going on in the world right now. And we're all experiencing such different things right now, but I think that they're all connected in some way. So that's perfect. I love that. Thank you. Thank you very much. What is your spiritual background in general? Well, how would you describe that?
Churchy. You know, I grew up, you know, in a Baptist church here in my hometown, family church. You know, you kind of go to you follow the religion that your family generally follows. So I've been, you know, Baptist, Christian my entire life. Over the last 3 to 4 years, I've been growing in my spirituality. And for a lot of people, there's like a divergence. Like the more spiritual you are, the more connected to the universe. And when you use that language, it's like the more you pull away from the religious kind of dogma and routineness of religion. But I haven't had that experience. I have really found that they're really just saying the same things in different languages, in my opinion. I feel like a lot of the religions, a lot of the, you know, different spiritualities and the different learnings and, you know, different stages of development people are in, is really everybody trying to get to these universal truths through different language and however they can. Some people use nature, some people use ritual, some people use song and dance. But I feel like they're just everybody, because we have such limited information as in this existence, it's like they're just trying as best they can. So that's kind of where I'm at.
That's great. That's an awesome explanation of that. I agree with you to a grand extent. I think that the religions around the world and the different paths of reaching divinity, the different paths of reaching the universal truths, as you put it, which is something that I think is getting closer and closer coming. Those universal truths, I feel like right now even, are being brought closer and closer to our understanding on this level and closer into our levels of consciousness on the planet right now. But these different religions have all had a piece or pieces of that universal truth. It's like kind of grab the truth of all those religions and put them all together and you have what's really going on there, you know? I think, yeah, that's a great way to describe it. Very cool. Well, I was in Catholic school for a couple of years and I was like, okay, this maybe isn't for me, but like the spirituality of it was always there. And I always kind of looked at different places, like potentially like a Baptist church or different areas where people were really feeling it, like really obviously connected to God, obviously connected to their spirituality, to their source, to their creator. And it's something that I wanted like that, and I wasn't getting in that way. So it's a beautiful thing to be able to like connect in different ways. And yeah, however you can do it is beautiful. Mm-hmm. Now there's so many things. I mean, we're talking about this in the midst, or just, you know, we're coming out, hopefully, we don't know. We're coming out of this COVID moment in this moment in the world. We've all been inside for a long time, several weeks. We've never seen this in our lifetimes on the planet before, and certainly in the recent history. I wanted to get your take, Duncan. What do you think is going on here on a more gross level? What's your take on what's happening in the world right now?
You know, if you're talking about COVID, I think that it's a cycle. I think our planet goes through cycles, unfortunately, of, you know, types of new viruses, new diseases. Like every 100 years or so, there's something that it takes our modern medicine time to catch up to. But if you're talking about like just generally on the planet, I think that one thing that COVID did by forcing people to stop and slow down, I've noticed is like some of the layers of ego have started to get peeled away. You know, our society just in general, especially American society, is like incredibly narcissistic. Like it is like out of control narcissistic, right? Everything is the selfie culture. It's the filters and the, you know, makeup and the presentation is everything type of energy. And I think that, you know, after the third, fourth week of COVID, these Zoom calls started becoming t-shirt and sweatpants, right? For a while, it was sweatpants and blazer. Now everybody is just kind of super comfortable and kind of falling back in love with their own skin and their own self, and they're not taking themselves as serious. All of a sudden, you see super professionals making TikTok videos with their kids and, you know, playing games. And it's like taking people, it's almost like if you put people in nature, right? Like if you took someone and said, you're going to be in the woods for 2 or 3 weeks, after the first few days, all your old priorities like melt away, right? And you just become present. And COVID didn't put us in the woods, but it took the world from around us in a lot of ways. And so we had to become present with who we are and our families. And I think in a lot of ways that has helped, you know, the awakening, because people have really had time to like figure out what they want and who they are. And it's hard to do that when you're running from this meeting to that meeting and you got to go to this community event and you got this deadline. It's just hard to do that. And you got to parent, pay the bills. And, you know, you can only watch so much Netflix, right? Before you're just like, I'm done watching that. You can only play so many video games. The kids can't only play. You know, after a while, you just have to be. You just have to accept your being and the simpleness of existence. And then you find joy in that, right? So for a while, it's frustrating and depressing in a way. But then there's like this peace and joy of like, it doesn't matter what today is. Like, what day is? I don't know. What's today's date? Who cares? Like, you know, it's nice out. Let's go for a walk. You know, all of a sudden you start to appreciate these kind of simple things. And I think that is really helping towards this mass awakening. Like I listened to some of your shows. You talk about what's happening on the planet. And I think that I agree. And I feel like it's been building for a while. Like I do a lot of talks with young people and they always say, I don't like this person's vibe. Right. And they don't really know what that means. They just know that they don't like the energy coming from someone, right? But what they're saying is so powerful. Like the vibration of this person's existence is negative, or it's controlling or aggressive in nature. And they don't really have the words for it, but they feel it, right? And because of social media, like these truths and these laws, a lot of this is just putting words to feelings that people have been having. And so because it's like your podcast and other information and research is getting out on YouTube, people are starting to get language to put to these kind of feelings that like society is broken. I'm not my shoes. I'm not my title. I'm not this. Like they're starting to get the language to solidify this, crystallize this feeling that it seems that a lot of people are having and sharing at this time in our existence.
Love it. That's really, I really am enjoying the way that you're communicating things. It's language. You know, these little things, these little sayings, these little phrases have been hidden in our language the whole time, but we haven't really sunk into them. And you just brought one of them up that I love to talk about is, I don't like the vibe of that, or I love their vibe. You know, vibe is vibration. And that's, we're really talking about energy. We're really talking about energy all the time. What's the matter? That's another one I really like. And that comes up a lot with my spiritual teacher says this a lot. What is the matter? And what that means is what it gets down to, the energy, it gets down to the frequency. What is the vibration? What's the frequency of what you are experiencing right now? What is the matter of it? You know, because everything, every feeling is something. It's something. I'm excited that you brought that up. It's a great way to explain that stuff. I want to hear more about what is going on in your life right now, Duncan. What do you bring into the world right now?
So I just wrote a book called Rerouting, Resilience Tools and Tactics. And it is like, you know, my heart's joy to put this into the world. When I was in the military, one of my jobs was to train soldiers to be more resilient, to combat veteran suicide and depression. And then once I got out of the military, that training, military training is like kind of super rigid, like this, do this, do this, do this, and you'll be this, right? So I have that. But then I started doing this personal self-growth work and reading a lot of Eckhart Tolle and studying Ouspensky and James Redfield and like all of these, you know, gurus and teachers. And I said, why doesn't everybody know this? Why isn't everybody reading this material? Like, people would be so happier if they would understand this. So I took like that personal self-growth work and the military training on resilience and formed something that the average person could, in their language, understand, digest, and become introduced to this type of metaphysical, you know, world and reality and these concepts that could be kind of esoteric to a lot of people, the everyday person, and put them in a language that they could understand. And so I've put that out into the universe and I've, you know, gotten good energy back and people have been connecting with it. And, you know, it brings me joy, like this echo to like put it out and then somebody says back to you what you're trying to communicate and then they tell you how it resonates. And so that's just been something special to me. And I, like I said, that has been a project I put out and I'm just super excited. And I called it Rerouting because one of my like phrases I do when I give speeches is I tell young people to live your life like a GPS. Because when you have like a GPS destination programmed in, if you take a wrong turn or the road is blocked or you pull over for fast food or whatever, the GPS doesn't break down. It doesn't start falling into a depression. The GPS doesn't get on social media and start crying. The GPS just says reroute it, right? It just selects a different path to your destination. And as long as you're moving, it will keep moving you closer towards your destination. So I wanted to embody that energy in the book. And that's why I called it Rerouting.
You just said some things that I'm totally excited about. And your book sounds great, by the way. And I want to ask another question about it in just a minute. But this just like, you just said GPS. And that means so many things to me right now in a very, very similar vein. I think that is perfect for this conversation that we're having. Like about a year ago, like had this, like talk about a spiritual experience, like had this like insight just come in. And it was basically what you just said, except I would use the language of like God's positioning system or something like that. So it's basically the same thing, only maybe with a little bit more of like an angelic twist or something. But the idea is that, yeah, we are set up to go the way that we need to go in our lives. And sometimes if we want to turn off and take, you know, the scenic route or whatever, it might take us longer to get there, but we're still going to get there because we're still being guided by these forces, visible or invisible for a lot of us, if we're talking about guidance and intuition, and still getting to that end place. And the rerouting, I love that word because it kind of denotes that we're never getting off the path. Our choices may change the length of the path. Our choices may say, this is the easy way, let's take that. Or our choices may be, let's take the hard way. But it's that we're not actually getting off the road altogether. We're still on the road. It's just rerouting. And I also love that word because for me, I use the word reprogramming a lot in the work that I do outside of the podcast and the work I do with clients. And what that is about is literally taking out old programs and belief systems and habits from your subconscious mind and reprogramming them with things that are positive and things that will get you to your desired destination faster. So I don't know, those two words are very similar to me, rerouting and reprogramming.
Please. And I would just add to that, you know, when you put that destination in, sometimes you already know how to get there. And you'll say, well, why is it sending me this way? Because I know we can get on the expressway right here. We get there a lot faster. But it's sending you another way because it knows things that you don't know. It knows it's a traffic jam up ahead. It knows there's danger ahead. So it's going to route you on the way that you should go. So sometimes we'll just do our own thing. Like, oh, no, I know how to get there. I'm not going to follow the plan that's in front of me. I'm going to whatever. And a lot of times that's where we get into trouble. You know, that's where we run into that 5-hour traffic jam, or that's where we get somewhere too fast and we're not ready for it. Right. Like, so there's a path and it's designed for a reason. So, yeah.
I love it. I would love to hear what you think, or what maybe you've heard back from people, but what's the main thing you want to say with the book that you wrote? What is the main thing that you think would be useful for people in their lives, especially now in this experience that we find ourselves in?
Yeah. So there's two things. If you could say, Duncan, what's two things you want somebody to take away from this? It's that they are not their ego, right? And that being present is freedom in presence, right? That's how you get over your pain on the past. That's how you get out of being stuck. Like the present moment is beautiful. It's a gift. It's like special. And that your ego, separately from that, your ego it has its uses and its purposes, but you are so much more than your ego, than your mind, than your body, than your emotions, and what you feel this week, or your title or role you have at work. Like, you are connected to this great existence, to this divine being that created us all and everyone else. Like, you're connected to that, and that is like powerful. And when you own that and realize, like, yeah, I've got a PhD, but I'm no more special than this other being who's a janitor, or et cetera, et cetera. And like, we're all connected and we all have love and value and we deserve joy and peace. Those will be the two things I really want people to take away. Cause I feel like if they put that into their world, there will be instant transformation. Like, instantly they will go from how they look at things to looking at the same situation with new glasses, with new lenses. And that's at the heart of what I want people to get out of the book, but obviously it's a bunch of other stuff too. So get the book, you know, but those are the two biggest takeaways I'd like them to have.
Very cool. Very cool. I love it. Is there anything else right now coming up for you that's alive for you that you feel you'd want to share with these listeners?
You know, professionally, no. Just this opportunity to talk with your listeners is like giving me joy, it's giving me energy, and I'm hoping that they get some too, and they get something out of this. So this has been great. Personally, I'll just say, you know, I just push everybody to just like, yes, COVID has been difficult for so many reasons and it's affected a lot of people in a lot of negative ways, but don't keep wishing that the world is going to be this or it's going to be that, or in 5 months, it's going to go back to how it was. Like, be in this moment, figure out how to have joy in this moment. Don't think I'll have joy next year, right? Because then I can go to this conference or I can have the joy right now, because we don't know what's going to happen next year. It could be a snowstorm across the whole country. Who knows? I mean, it's, you know, anything can happen, right? But you can find joy every day. You get to make that choice. And so I would just push people and urge them to continue working towards that and looking for their purpose and then live it out and have fun on the journey.
Beautiful. That's awesome. Thank you. So how can folks look into you and reach you if they need to?
Yeah. So my social media is at Duncan Kirkwood on all platforms, LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, just at Duncan Kirkwood. And then my website is duncankirkwood.com. If anybody would like to have a more intimate discussion or get a copy of the book, it's just duncankirkwood.com. And again, follow me on all social media. You know, I want to keep this conversation going with anybody who's willing to.
That's amazing. Duncan, it's been a pleasure to have you. I'm so glad that we met and I'm really happy for the conversation that we just had. Thank you so much for joining.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
A huge thank you to Duncan Kirkwood for joining us today. I enjoyed hearing his perspectives, especially on dissolving the ego, and that is all happening around us to some extent now. There are so many tools that can help us through this experience, and Duncan's work on rerouting is very timely. If you are resonating with this particular way and this particular tool, do check out his book, Rerouting: Resilience Tools and Tactics by Duncan Kirkwood. I think it is important right now to call all the tools from all directions to help us in these times. And Duncan's experience in the military and applying what he learned and taught there is no exception. So I am going to leave it there for today. Thank you so much for listening. Stay positive, stay safe, and stay meta.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. The statements and advice offered in this podcast are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or medical condition, and are not substitutes for prudent medical care offered by a licensed medical professional. The Let's Get Metaphysical podcast is an Up, Up, and Awaken production. Our intention is to raise the vibration of the planet by sharing, validating, and normalizing spiritual and metaphysical experiences. The show is produced and hosted by Renata Maniacci, creator of Up, Up, and Awaken, a platform devoted to creating conscious content to assist in the awakening currently taking place on this planet. If you want to see more from Up, Up, and Awaken, please subscribe to the Up, Up, and Awaken Productions channel on YouTube. If you are enjoying the podcast, let us know. Visit our website at letsgetmeta.com or shoot us an email at info@letsgetmeta.com. Subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss an episode. Give us a 5-star rating or write us a review on your podcast app. You can like us on Facebook or follow us on Instagram at @letsgetmeta. Share the podcast with your friends. We want this high vibe content to reach as many aligned ears as possible. If you are looking for support in your awakening process, please consider becoming a member of our Up, Up, and Awaken community on Patreon. Patrons in this community both give support to the conscious content that Ren creates, like this podcast, and receive support in their awakening via the community's offerings, including courses, live group healings, and an interactive community. You can join the Up, Up, and Awaken community by visiting patreon.com/letsgetmeta. Let's Get Meta is almost entirely listener supported. If you love the show and want to support it, you can still become a patron of the podcast at patreon.com/letsgetmeta. We appreciate all types of support. It helps keep this show going. Thank you for listening. Stay meta.
Let's get meta. Metaphysical. Let's get meta. Metaphysical. Let's get meta. Metaphysical. Let's get meta. Metaphysical.